1972 to 1974, Watergate, the scandal that shook America. When Richard Nixon was re-elected in 1972, it seemed his political power was unshakable. He won one of the most overwhelming landslides in American history, carrying 49 states and leaving his Democratic challenger, George McGovern, crushed under the weight of a divided and disillusioned electorate. But beneath the triumph lurked a cancer growing at the heart of Nixon's presidency, one that would metastasize into the most devastating political scandal in American history. Watergate was not merely a bungled break-in. It was a landslide of corruption, paranoia, and abuse of power that would engulf the Nixon administration, shake the very foundations of American democracy, and forever alter the nation's trust in its leaders. 1972 through 1974 was a landslide, but this time, it was the moral and political collapse of a presidency. The scandal began quietly, almost clumsily, on the night of June 17, 1972, when five men were arrested inside the Democratic National Committee headquarters at the Watergate office complex in Washington, D.C. The break-in initially seemed like a petty crime, but diligent reporting by Bob Woodward and Carl Bernstein of the Washington Post began to unravel a much darker story. The burglars had links to Nixon's campaign organization, the Committee to Re-elect the President, mockingly dubbed CREEP by its critics. And as investigators dug deeper, they uncovered a web of dirty tricks, political espionage, and systematic efforts to sabotage Nixon's perceived enemies. For months, the Nixon administration stonewalled the investigation, dismissing the break-in as a minor incident. Nixon himself denied any knowledge of the operation, portraying it as an overzealous act by rogue operatives. But as the investigation expanded, aided by the Senate Watergate Committee and the relentless pressure of the media, the truth began to seep out. The White House tapes, secret recordings made by Nixon himself, would become the damning evidence that proved the president's involvement in covering up the break-in and obstructing justice. The unraveling accelerated in 1973, as former White House counsel John Dean testified before Congress, implicating Nixon directly in the cover-up. The televised hearings captivated the nation, bringing the sordid details of the administration's abuses of power into American living rooms. The spectacle of once powerful men like H.R. Haldeman, John Ehrlichman, and John Mitchell being exposed, disgraced, and sent to prison revealed the depth of corruption that had infected the presidency. The Watergate scandal was not only about the burglary itself, but about the lengths to which Nixon and his aides went to protect their power and destroy their opponents. The administration maintained an enemies list of journalists, politicians, and activists targeted for harassment. The misuse of federal agencies like the FBI, CIA, and IRS to intimidate and punish critics showcased a presidency that had placed itself above the law. As the investigations intensified, Nixon's defense grew increasingly untenable. The battle over the White House tapes became a constitutional crisis in itself, culminating in the Saturday Night Massacre of October 1973, when Nixon ordered the firing of Special Prosecutor Archibald Cox. The Attorney General and his deputy resigned in protest, leaving the nation stunned by the naked display of presidential defiance. Public opinion, which had once rallied around Nixon, began to shift decisively against him. By early 1974, the House Judiciary Committee began formal impeachment proceedings, charging Nixon with obstruction of justice, abuse of power, and contempt of Congress. The release of the so-called smoking gun tape, recorded just days after the break-in, confirmed that Nixon had been involved in the cover-up from the very beginning. Facing certain impeachment and removal from office, Nixon became the first U.S. president to resign on August 8, 1974. 1972 through 1974 was a landslide of disillusionment. Watergate shattered the post-World War II image of the presidency as a noble institution, exposing the fragility of American democracy and the dangers of unchecked executive power. The scandal eroded public trust in government, feeding a cynicism that would define the political culture of the post-Watergate era. The press, emboldened by their role in uncovering the truth, emerged as a more aggressive and skeptical watchdog of power. Yet, the aftermath of Watergate also demonstrated the resilience of American institutions. The courts, Congress, the press, and an engaged public forced accountability upon a president who had attempted to subvert the Constitution. The Watergate hearings were a testament to the principle that no one, not even the President of the United States, is above the law. But the damage ran deep. The country entered the mid-1970s exhausted and mistrustful, its confidence in leadership shattered by Vietnam and Watergate. The scandal ushered in an era of political reform, campaign finance laws, government transparency measures, and limits on executive power, but it also left Americans wary of the very institutions meant to protect them. In the next episode, we will witness how the nation, scarred by scandal and disillusionment, turned inward to reflect on its identity during its bicentennial year. 1976, the bicentennial, reflecting on 200 years, will explore how, amid the wreckage of war and scandal, Americans sought to rediscover a sense of unity, pride, and purpose in the shadow of their revolutionary past.